I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Scott Knopf. He's president of the Upper Peninsula Honor Flight, and they've got another one of their flights coming up this week, sending veterans to Washington, D.C. for a very special trip. We found out from Scott about what's happening this week and how you can get involved with the program.
On Wednesday, September 21st, we will be flying out of the Escanaba Airport at 6:30 a.m., for a one-day trip to Washington, D.C. to show the veterans the memorial that have been built, and we will be returning back to Escanaba at 8:30 p.m. the same day.
You know, this Honor Flight program, the UP Honor Flight, has really grown in awareness and acceptance. You've got a lot of folks that step forward to make it happen, and this has got to be an amazing experience for the veterans, isn't it?
I've been on 7 trips now, and I see it every time, how they change, how they are able to talk with other veterans. And I've realized that it is therapy for them. It's not just the trip to D.C., but it is therapeutic for them to be able to see these memorials alongside with other veterans.
You know, and that's kind of what the whole program is about, is to give these veterans an opportunity to see that there is a recognition of their service, that it's one thing to talk about it, it's one thing to hold local events, but to be able to see these national memorials, these national monuments to their service, is really kind of the entire catalyst of this entire program, is let's take these veterans from here in the Upper Peninsula and take them to Washington, D.C., which they may not be able to do on their own.
Absolutely. That's the way the program was started. The veterans were not able to get out to D.C. to see the memorials. And so Earl Morris down in Ohio started this program back in 05. And Barb Van Roy of Gladstone started the Upper Peninsula Honor Flight, which is a hub of the Honor Flight Network. It's just been a great opportunity. So far, we have brought 774 veterans from the Upper Peninsula to D.C. on an honor flight.
That is a fantastic number. We're talking with Scott Knopf. He's the president of UP, or Upper Peninsula Honor Flight. And again, there's a flight going out on Wednesday morning, and this is the latest one. But you try to do as many of these as you can, but it really comes also down to the help of volunteers and sponsors. Lots of folks have stepped up, I know, that help out with this. But if people do want to get involved, let's say there's a business that wants to help, or there's a group that wants to volunteer, help transport, get these veterans back and forth, what's the good way to find out more information?
If they give us a call, you can call my cell at 906-280-2871, and you can talk to me there, or you can go on our website, uphonorflight.org, and you can send me a question that way. Also, our Facebook page, Upper Peninsula Honor Flight, and then you can message me on that also. So there's quite a few options to get a hold of me. But people have come up with amazing ways to raise money on our behalf, and we are so fortunate how the Upper Peninsula supports us. This program costs about $180,000 per year to keep it going, and fortunately, with the help of the Upper Peninsula, we are able to continue doing this to bring these veterans out to Washington, D.C.
Well, this is a good program that you're doing. I mean, we're very happy to talk about it here. I know we actually have a connection, because our own Eric Scott from our sister station down the dial, our program director here, is actually traveling on this flight, as I understand it, that he'll be going along to help cover it and get the word out. And that's really, I'm sure he's looking forward to it, and everybody's very excited about that.
Oh, I'm sure. And then he'll be able to go on your different stations throughout the day and just update people of where we're at, what we are seeing, and how the veterans are enjoying it. Also, I'm excited on this flight. Our videographer has a new 360-degree camera.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be doing live remotes on our website and the Facebook page. So the people back here in the UP are going to be able to go on our website and the Facebook page, and they will see what we are seeing.
That's very exciting, and that's a great way to go along with the trip. Again, it is happening Wednesday morning. They're flying out with the latest UP Honor Flight. But again, your website, Scott, for people that may want to find out more about getting involved with the program.
UPHonorFlight.org. And if they're looking to be a free agent who is a guardian that does not know their veteran before the flight. We're always looking for people who would be willing to go on the flight with a veteran from the same county they live in. So we're looking for people from across the entire UP to sign up as a free agent. Go to our website, fill out the guardian application, and send that in to us. That would be great.
That's the comments of Scott Kanoff, the president of the Upper Peninsula Honor Flight. You can find out more by giving him a call directly at 906-280-2871. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.